Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't look at it as slow, man. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things to, you know, make big plays. You know, you look at the first game, you know, just about every run was sprung off a block, you know, behind me. So, you know, in my eyes, I'm trying to win games, trying to help this team out. I feel like I'm doing a good job with things that are asked of me. I know the good things will come, patience. You know, I'm not worried too much about the outside noise, about fantasy football. That stuff doesn't matter to me. I'm worried about this team.
That was Mark Andrews yesterday during open locker room, and we know that he has not been involved much at all in terms of the passing game. So he was saying, hey, I'm playing my role. I'm doing what needs to be done to win games. And the Ravens, Derrick Henry, ran wild in Buffalo. He was talking about the blocking, but Andrews is in a contract year. And Isaiah Correct. Likely missed the first two games of the season. Our own Cordell Woodland out at Ravens practice today. Isaiah Likely is practicing, just giving you some Ravens that are not practicing today. Kyle Van Noy, Patrick Ricard, Nnamdi Matabike, Nate Wiggins, and John Jenkins. Rasheen Ali's practicing with a red jersey on. That's because he sustained a concussion. Marlon Humphrey is practicing as well. We'll get to the other names in a bit, but signs sort of pointing towards Isaiah Likely making his season debut Monday night. Andrews, 4 targets, 2 catches for 7 yards through the first two games. With Likely coming back on Monday, possibly, what does that mean for Andrews?
Well, I think, look, if we're going to pick nits about an offense that has rolled up 80 points in 2 games. And not all the points were scored by the offense, but you know, you would say, well, there's been Zay on intermediate crossers, but there has not been deep shots. There haven't been deep seam route shots. There haven't been deep sideline shots. And Bateman is somebody who can do that. And Likely's the other guy. And I don't think Andrews is a vertical threat at this stage of his career. I think he's a catch and run guy and a move the chains guy, you know, when he gets fed enough. And in this offense, he's not always going to get volume. So yes, he's become a better blocker, and you have to give him credit for what, you know, what happens when they run the ball with him on the field. But they've also often got a fullback involved in that too, which I think is also kind of telling about what they think of just running with the tight ends. And so I think that element has been in short supply. The offensive approach in the first half of that football game against Cleveland was as rudimentary and scaled down as you will ever find. Like, that's a $50 million quarterback at the height of his powers. And I know Myles Garrett was creating some problems, but at home in a home opener, and you're coronating the 30th anniversary of the franchise, and you've got 17 attempts for 77 yards. Come on now. So, do I think Likely provides elements that Andrews doesn't? Absolutely. Do I think it's a better offense and a more dynamic offense and a tougher to defend offense with likely running more routes than Andrews? I absolutely, positively do. And I think this had to be, in some ways, a little sobering for Andrews to have had such little passing productivity during this window where he could, one, sort of erase the remnants of a playoff game that was god-awful, and two, get off to a year in which he's got to send a signal to not the Ravens, but the rest of the league about his value. And he's in a prime time spot, and it's a revenge game. And, you know, he's talking about how he helped block.
It's certainly disappointing, and I'm sure he's disappointed, but it is worth noting that through the first four games last year, he had six catches for 65 yards. He had zero catches in week three, zero catches in week four, and we're having some of these similar conversations with Andrews, and of course, he had the car accident during camp and the injury, but he got off to the slow start for the first month of the season, and then, of course, ended up leading the NFL in touchdown receptions by a tight end. But when it comes to Isaiah Likely, and I'm with you, Jason, and I've been driving the Isaiah Likely bus for a while, thinking breakout, crazy, you know, and last year, week one, it looked like he was really going to have a breakout year. He had a fine year. He did. He's in a contract year as well. What I'm worried about with Likely, and this is something that we won't know until he makes his debut, hopefully on Monday night, is what does this look like? I'm not assuming that he's going to hit the ground running and he's going to be Isaiah Likely, boom, right out of the gate with the foot injury.
Well, that's the great thing about this offense is there are so many possibilities. And we've seen guys like D-Hop is a secondary guy, right? We've seen tertiary guys. Like we've seen people really on the periphery, Walker, and these that have their moments. So we know anybody can be a star. And I think early on, it's going to be about finding the most bang for your buck with tendencies, with down and distance, situational football, where you think the extra explosiveness from Likely, even if he's at 80, 95, 80%, 85%, 90%, where that element gives you the biggest potential jolt. Look, if people want to sleep on him because he missed some time and you've still got Bateman and Flowers out there, then good luck.
Yeah, you'll get burnt.
Good luck. I think his presence makes a difference. And I'm a little worried. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Inside linebackers, running backs, tight ends, when they go, my experience covering this league since the early 2000s and watching it my entire life, I think it tends to go quickly. It tends to be a little bit tough to watch, and the mind's eye wants to remember them as they were. And sometimes when it's gone, it never comes back.
Ken Wyman out today and tomorrow. He will be back with us at Horseshoe Casino Monday as we'll be broadcasting live from there leading into Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, previewing Ravens-Lions Monday Night Football. But still got a great show for you. Brian Baldinger, as he joins us every Thursday, he'll join us at 3. Britt Giroli, who broke the story, her and Ken Rosenthal for The Athletic, that Mike Elias got promoted to president of baseball operations, and we're just finding out about it now when it happened in the winter. And Lucy Burge at 4.
Yeah, a big show. Nice job by the Birds to sweep the White Sox. We continue to see good things from their long injured pitchers. We continue to see quality at bats from guys like Basayo and Beavers, and we'll see if they can play spoiler a little bit here with the Yankees. Yeah, I mean, very interested to get Britt's take, her initial reaction to when she figured this out. Maybe, you know, what she thinks. Look, I still, you know, write for the Washington Post. I take journalism when I'm doing journalism very seriously. I respect the craft and the art. I would never ask anybody to reveal their sources. But based on whoever she heard it from and however it was couched to her, I do wonder if that gives her any opinions about where this regime might be going, right? Based on the info she has that she can't reveal, would never reveal, but obviously informs her future reporting, does that make her more or less inclined to think this GM could even be promoted from within? That Manzolino is more, maybe more likely than not to stay. Those are the kind of things I really want to kind of get into with her.
Coming up next, we're going to
Gigi can't get in the way, so that's good.
No, he cannot.
He's
he
on a golf cart, drunk somewhere.
Possibly.
Doing God's work or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works.
Coming up next, we're going to keep the Ravens talk rolling. Ravens, of course, facing an NFC team in the Lions on Monday night. Lamar Jackson, 24-2 against NFC teams as a starting quarterback. But how is this run game as a whole fared against teams outside of the AFC North? Can they do it again Monday night against the Lions? We'll tell you next on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fan.
I think the pros of it is more pros to the team, you know what I'm saying? It gives the team more outlets, you know what I'm saying? You can have more success that way instead of, you know, putting all your success, you know what I'm saying, on one player and whatnot like that. So being able to spread the ball around to get the different players so they can make plays to help the team, you know what I'm saying, when certain stuff not working, such as the run game wasn't going for a Sunday. We had a lot of weapons that came in and made plays for us.
That was Rashad Bateman yesterday during Open Locker Room when asked about the pros of having a pick-your-poison offense. And we heard Todd Monken, Lamar Jackson, a lot of the players mention that last year, the pick-your-poison offense. There's so many mouths to feed in this offense, and again in 2025. But focusing on the ground game, Jason, Lamar Jackson, he's played 26 games, started 26 games in his career against NFC opponents. Lamar is 24-2 against those teams. And you can think of all the different backs that he's had, the Gus Edwards, the J.K. Dobbins, Justice Hill, of course, Henry now, heck, the AARP crew with yep. Latavius Murray and Le'Veon Bell. I looked up the numbers in all of these 26 games. The Ravens average 189.5 rushing yards per game.
Crazy.
189.5 rushing yards per game. They average 5.77 yards per carry, and they score 29 points per game in that 26-game stretch. You're talking about a season and a half sample size against those NFC opponents.
Yeah, it's bonkers. I mean, he's got nine straight games. No, 9, 10, 11. 11 of his last 12 games against the NFC, the Ravens have as a team have run for at least 130 yards. Like, if you just look at what they've done since this first full season as a starter, 2019.
They've never been held under 100 yards rushing.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, they average the 188. They average 5.8 per carry. They average over 10 rushing first downs per game. Like, this stat blows me away. One of every three runs, over a 24-game sample size against the NFC, a big sample size, one of every three runs goes for a first down. 32.3% first downs per rush.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's absolutely bonkers. And look, does Lamar tend to run himself more against these teams that are very unfamiliar with him? Yeah, he does. If you want to look at Lamar against the NFC, 11 home games, he's 10-1 against them since 2019. The only loss, obviously, they got bullied by the Eagles last year. He rushes on average 12 and a half times for 76 yards per game. He has at least 60 yards rushing himself in eight of those 11 career home games since 2019 versus the NFC. I want to look at what he does as a quarterback in general against the NFC. Okay. Bone, since 2019, 24 games against the NFC, he's 22-2, completing 66% of his passes for 7.9 yards per attempt, 46 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. That's just passing. That doesn't include the 8 or whatever rushing. Dude, that's a 24-game sample size. 46 touchdowns to 9 interceptions, 107.5 rating.
It's levitation, Holmes.
It's levitation, Holmes. And remember, not many of these are with Derrick Henry along for the ride.
No, it was just last year when Derrick Henry
and they
came
all got
in.
Shut down by the Eagles, who were shutting down pretty much everybody by the end of last season.
But it always begs the question, because these numbers, at least the record wise, the 24-2 is always brought up when the Ravens play an NFC team, and I always chuckle because inevitably one of the reporters out at One Winning Drive ask him, Lamar, what is it, man? Like, how are you so good? And he hates answering those questions, but you got to ask the question. So I'll ask you that. Like, why is he this effective against the NFC?
Well, I mean, I think it's the lack of familiarity, the uniqueness. I mean, he's you could run a lot of Lamar numbers that are pretty bonkers. I mean, it seems like sometimes NFC games are prime time, right? The San Francisco game, this game. Like, he's great in prime time. Like, he's one of the best NFL quarterbacks on the road. Some guys have really dramatic home road splits. Last couple of years in particular, as he settled into Monk's offense, he doesn't. I do think there's something to him being one of one and them only seeing him once every 3 or 4 years or whatever. Now, this is a little different with the Lions because, you know, yes, they've lost some coaches, but they did also sort of promote from within. Like, this will be their third look at him. Have they learned anything? Have they changed anything? This is now also, though, the first time they're going to see him with Derrick Henry. So that's a little different wrinkle than, you know, Gus Bus from the past. I don't know, Bone. Even factoring all that in, it does feel like a little bit of a statistical anomaly that the numbers are this bonkers.
It is and it isn't, because it's like, we're talking 26 games. This isn't
four.
Oh, no,
I mean, but that's like, for it to be that good for that long over this period of time.
Oh, sure.
Feels like it's got to be more than just they don't see him that often.
Well, spinning it ahead to Monday night, and you bring up the Lions, and I always, you know, feel weird giving out stats for teams two games in.
Yeah.
But right now, through two games, the Lions, of course, played the Packers in the opener and then just played the Bears. Middle of the pack in terms of rush offense, 14th in yards per carry allowed, 15th in rushing yards allowed. Do you expect the ground game to get back on track?
Well, I think it'll be better than last. I mean, look, last week was a new kind of low for them. We haven't seen anybody, even the Eagles, to completely take it away like that. It's a really good. I'm not going to get too caught up on two weeks.
No.
Green Bay got a lead and got a lot of volume going with Jacobs. I didn't feel like he was super explosive, but he did the job. I think it's a really good defensive front against the run. It's proven to be that for years. Their issues have been on the secondary. We'll find out over more than two games how improved they may or may not be. I give them a lot of credit for what they did last year. You know, they lose Hutchinson, then they lose their D tackle, and they still patched it together up front in terms of run stuffing. It led to some problems, obviously, defending the pass. I mean, does Monk come out throwing to set up the run? I it wouldn't shock me, you know. He's getting likely back, we think. Like, wouldn't shock me if this is a pass-based approach to start this game and feel out that secondary and feel out those linebackers and feel out Hutchinson, who obviously is, you know, coming back from a long, serious injury. And then maybe use Henry as more of the wrecking ball if they can throw themselves to a two-score lead.
Before we step out, Cordell Woodland, he's out at one winning drive, and some Ravens not practicing today, Jason. Kyle Van Noy, Patrick Ricard, Nnamdi Matabike, Nate Wiggins, and John Jenkins.
It's a big list, and there's some prominent names there. Now, look, this is weird because usually Thursday's very telling.
This is a Wednesday.
Thursday's a Wednesday. Sometimes Wednesdays are veteran days off. They back off Wednesday. So tomorrow's injury, well, yeah, tomorrow, the true injury report would be Saturday, but tomorrow's rundown of who did what will be a better indicator, but there's some obviously prominent names on that list.
Coming up at 2:45, we're going to recap the O's sweeping the White Sox, and they're set to open up their final homestand of the season. Yankees are in town for four games, game one of a four-game series tonight, 7:15 on Big Fox, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter, live from Pickles Pub, immediately following us at 6. But coming up next, we're going to play some of the best sound from the Ravens' open locker room yesterday. Hear more from Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, Roger Rosengarten, and Teddy Buchanan settling into his role as a starter, as a rookie. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally.
Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, this last game, you know, especially, they caused some havoc, and we fortunate to have such a great team because you know some guys made up for it, especially on the defensive side of the ball and special teams. But and again, some guys made some huge plays on offense, big time catches and big time plays that helped move the ball. But yeah,
that was Mark Andrews yesterday during Open Locker Room when asked if he feels like there's still more left on the table despite scoring over 40 points back-to-back weeks. That doesn't happen that often to begin an NFL season. But he's right. It was such a weird game against the Browns. And, of course, Roquan Smith scored a defensive touchdown. You had the punt block that gave you a short field. But you look at the numbers, Jason. We were talking about the ground game. It was the lowest rushing output in the Lamar Jackson era. They only had 242 total yards. They were 3-for-12 on third down, and ho-hum, 41 points.
Well, so they've played 8 quarters of football. They've been out of this world in 5 of them, and in 3 of them, they've been ordinary to bad. Right? I mean, fourth quarter, Buffalo. Obviously, first quarter into the second quarter. Like, I didn't like their offense in the first half against
first
the Browns.
It was rough.
Right? I mean,
they only scored 10 points.
77 passing yards, 10 points. The rushing game we've documented did nothing. Right? So you've got, I'm not a math major, but 5-3 is almost 4-4. Like, they've had 5 quarters where they've looked like they can do whatever they want. They've had 3 that there's a lot they'd want back. And that's all, everything. That's run game, pass game. That's mental acuity and execution, right? Fumbles. Look, that's decision making. They're clearly putting that jet sweep in Buffalo on Lamar. So, right? And that's also play calls in general. So, yeah. And you expect there to be kinks. You expect there to be things to work through early in a season, especially when nobody plays in the preseason anymore. And we've seen all that. And the good has been incredible. But yeah, I'm sure they feel like they left stuff on the table.
Browns game in the rearview mirror. Now it's all focus on the Lions. Right, Rashad Bateman?
We just can't get complacent, man. We got to just do all due diligence and take these games, you know what I'm saying, one at a time as they come and, live each week individually and fix the things that we can be better at and, you know what I'm saying, go out and, execute those things on Monday night.
We talked a lot in the open. Mark Andrews has done pretty much nothing in the passing game. Same can be said for Bateman. 4 catches, 25 yards, 8 targets going his way. Now, I'm not hitting the panic button. No. I'm not worried about Rashad Bateman at all coming off a breakout year in which, especially the stretch run, was scoring a touchdown every single week. But it would be nice to see him get going on Monday night.
Yeah, but I think he's kind of been more of a decoy than anything else. And look, that talked about it at the open of the show. If we want to pick nits, the downfield passing game has not looked like it did when certainly it was at its heights or close to its heights a year ago. I think no likely is a part of that. I think some offensive line concerns are part of that. I think Myles Garrett's a part of that. And Aiden Hutchinson might be a part of that on Monday night. The great thing about this operation is they can have that be the main thing or they can have that be a nothing and still score 40 points.
You mentioned Aiden Hutchinson. Roger Rosengarten was asked about this tough Detroit front.
Every week you go against probably one of the best rushers in the NFL, and that's definitely been a highly paid position. You know, those guys disrupt games, so it's part of my job and the rest of the O-line's job to, minimize those guys from making plays. But if we clean up a lot of the stuff before the snap happens, being on the same page and all that stuff, I think if we trust our technique, we'll come out good, so.
You grade this offensive line as a whole through the first 2 weeks, Jason?
Up and down? I think the right side's a little iffy, and I think Hutchinson's going to look at that tape of where they how they move Myles Garrett all over the place, and he'll be banging on that new defensive coordinator to, hey, man, they couldn't do anything as an offense when, I mean, honestly, for me, the game did change when Garrett suffered that injury, when he started being slowed by it, and then when he left. Yeah, I mean, he is an elite game record difference maker, and those guys have tended to have some success against this unit. And even Ronnie Stanley had reps he would want back against Myles Garrett. So, yeah, it's going to be a tall task. I mean, the good news is it's at their place. You don't have to fight the crowd. You don't have to deal with any of that.
Let's get to the defensive side of the football. We knew Malachi Starks was going to be a day one starter. We knew Mike Green was going to have a role in this defense. But I'll admit, I'm surprised Teddy Buchanan starting week two. Not only starting, but playing over 80% of the snaps. And here's Teddy Buchanan on settling into the NFL as a rookie.
I would just say getting more comfortable. You know, you're a rookie coming into an NFL team, NFL locker room. It's different. And so just adjusting to that, getting to know the guys, getting to know, you know, Baltimore and, you know, just everything. It was completely new. So just acclimated in really every single way has kind of been how I've progressed so far.
And not saying that it's extremely rare, Jason, but it's far from the norm, a fourth round pick becoming a starter this quickly.
Look, really early, I don't want to draw too many conclusions, but I think they saw more out of him early on that told them he might be what they thought Trenton Simpson was or could be than they ever actually saw out of Trenton Simpson, especially when we start talking about coverage and understanding concepts downfield and fitting in with the other guys. And not being someone who was sort of immediately picked on. It's definitely been surprising.
Lastly, we know that Kyle Van Noy, he's not going to play this week, and the reports are saying that he's going to miss multiple weeks, so that means the rest of this edge group has to step up, and all of these guys are on their rookie contracts, but Tavius Robinson is confident.
Yeah, I think all of the guys in our room, like all of us are always ready to go, so I think, losing KV, I think, there won't be a lot of drop-off. Like, well, I'll be able to step up and fill, you know, the shoes that he has. So we'll obviously miss him, but we'll be able to step up for sure.
I'll admit, I'm more excited to see what this defense looks like Monday night following a game in which they did what they were supposed to do against the Browns, but now it's a big step up in competition. But what goes in this defense's favor is Jared Goff is another quarterback that's not going to be running all over the place. This isn't a Josh Allen that was killing him outside the pocket. I'm not saying that Goff is as immobile as Flacco, but it's not like he's a ton quicker.
Well, look, these Ravens games at home have tended to be over affairs. And as we get in, again, tomorrow's injury report's going to be more telling than today's. But I am finding myself leaning into the notion that even the guys who are playing on defense, like the central nervous system of this defense could be either really young or pretty beat up. And so I that's why I'm wondering if they come out throwing, because I think they know that they've still got some issues on defense. And I think they want to put that side of the ball in the best position to succeed. And if they could throw to a lead and then start grinding, eating away at the clock and shortening the game, I'm thinking that's probably the modus operandi. I think the Lions are going to get some points here. I do.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Brian Baldinger, and we'll ask Baldy that question. What are his expectations for this Ravens defense facing this Lions offense on Monday night? That's at 3. But coming up next, we're going to hit the hot corner, recap the O's. They swept the White Sox yesterday, finished off that 3-game series, and today they begin a 4-game series against the Yankees here at Camden Yards. We'll preview that as well next on The Fan.
Yeah, another good one. You know, it's a guy that can throw any of his repertoire on any count, any spot. You know, it's just the pitchability is just so good and so advanced in a lot of ways. In an era of catchers sitting at middle and pitchers just throwing as hard as they can right down the middle, Tyler Wells is, you know, a little bit of a throwback in how he pitches, and he's been really good so far.
That was interim manager Tony Mansellino following the Orioles' 3-1 win over the White Sox. They swept the three-game series. They swept the six-game season series over Chicago. But he was talking about Tyler Wells, Jason. And Wells yesterday, six innings, four hits, one earned, zero walks, four strikeouts.
I loved what we saw. You worry... with someone who's been through all he's been through, the yo-yoing of his role, the stop-startedness nature of unfortunately some of his returns from injuries, how long everything has taken for him to get back, and you worry if it's going to take a toll on him, or maybe he's not going to present himself the same way, or maybe he's going to start dropping something from his repertoire or arsenal or overcompensating. He looks like the same smooth character he was. Is it 3 years ago when he was leading the American League in WHIP at the All-Star break? He looks like that guy. It's not overpowering, but he stays within himself, and he knows how to mix pitches, and he knows how to keep people off balance, and he gets enough downward action on his pitches that it's softer contact and it's ground balls. He knows he's vulnerable to the long ball. I thought he was making a concerted effort to keep the ball down. Tauchman still went down and got one, you know, and poked it out barely.
And he gives up
a solo shot. I'm saying that. But I mean, if he's giving up solo shots, and even then, you could tell. I mean, that was a pitcher's pitch. So, hats off to him. I have been absolutely blown away by what he's been able to do since he's come back.
Watching Tyler Wells and Kyle Bradish, certainly appointment TV for Orioles fans to see how they do down the stretch heading into 2026. But also watching some of the young guys like a Dylan Beavers, who picked up his first triple a couple nights ago, also homered in that game, and he homered yesterday as well. Here's Tony Mansellino on Beavers.
He's good. You know, he's a good player, and he just keeps on plugging away. You know, he has good at-bats. He has some at-bats that maybe not be the best, but by and large, they're way more good than bad in a lot of ways, and it's a big home run right there, won us a game, and he's doing great.
Why does this guy feel the need to knock this kid? He's called him naive. He's knocked his defense. They're paying guys $18 million to go play right field who can't do it. Like, he's only been here a few weeks, and he has had the highest quality of bats on anybody on this baseball team since he got here. Better than Gunnar Henderson. What is he talking about?
423 on base.
He's getting, like, that's ridiculous. He's doing what he did in the International League in the middle of your horse bleep lineup every night where you're not even batting him where he should be hitting. Yet he finds, why does he have to needle him? This same bozo who made excuses for Sanchez and O'Neill and all the ridiculous things his inept boss did to field a roster that I told you before the season started would max out at 83 wins. And we're taking shots at Beavers? Shut up!
And we've heard Mansellino have some shots at the young guys in general.
Oh,
Kobe Mayo comes to mind.
Yeah.
He had some comments about him when.
Oh, yeah. And why he needs to wait his turn behind Razor Ramon and a hurt, always hurt O'Neal. Like, I really, really fear they're going to keep this joker around. I think they really like him.
Spinning it forward to tonight, it's the first of seven games in this homestand, the final homestand for the Orioles this season. Yankees are in town. It's a four-game set. Cade Povich is on the mound opposite Max Fried.
This is really interesting because you hear that comp sometimes.
Yeah.
And a lot of us have seen the pitching ninja and the different, and they put the guys side by side. And, you know, I don't know that Povich is going to be Fried. Fried's proven to be, when he can stay healthy, one of the most effective left-handed pitchers in baseball for a couple different organizations now. But it will be, I think that'll bring out something good in Slim. Slim's been better at home than the road. Slim's been pretty good lately. Obviously, he's facing a tougher lineup than Fried is. And lefties in general have been tough on the O's. They did just see a lefty yesterday, though, and I thought their at-bats against a tough. Martin Perez has been good. He's been good. And I thought the, you know, he obviously got hurt and didn't stay in as long. as he would have liked, but I thought the quality of their at-bats against him was pretty good. Manzolino stuck with the left-handed, well, Elias stuck with the left-handed lineup against him. I would assume that they'll let their best lefties have their, you know, have a shot with Fried. Yeah, I mean, look, O's are playing decent ball. Yankees could get a little tight here.
That's what I was going to bring up. It's interesting because it's not just the four games here. They play in the Bronx next weekend, three games. So seven games against the Yankees down the stretch. Right now, the Yankees have a two-game lead for the top wild card spot above Seattle and Boston, who have identical records. So the O's the Yankees money have
not
it
been,
up.
Yankees have not been great within the division for a couple of years now. So, yeah, I mean, look, the kid they're sending out on the mound tomorrow night has been good at home and awful on the road. You know, they've got a chance to get under the Yankee skin here a little bit and make them work for it.
Coming up at 3:15, we're going to hear some Lion sound. What did Dan Campbell, Jared Goff have to say? We'll play some of that at 3:15. But coming up next, it's Brian Baldinger, and we'll ask Baldy. Week one, the Ravens defense was terrible. Week two, they flexed their muscles. What game will be more telling to expect from this defense moving forward? Baldy's going to tell us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.